UK kids are learning about open source software, sustainability and the SDGs in Open UK's Kids Camp and using digital gloves to learn to code. Every time they log on, make a video call or play a game, they're using data processed in a data centre. Data centres are a source of carbon emissions which adversely impact our planet, using energy and generating heat. The more the world digitalises, the bigger the problem is. Something needs to be done, so Open UK is using open technology, software, hardware and data to make a difference, creating the carbon negative data centre of the future. A circular model across six key areas: buildings, energy, hardware, network, operations and regulatory environment. This could reduce carbon emissions by up to 80% and materials used by up to 90%. Gaps or holes in the blueprint patchwork are filled by collaboration. That's the nature of open and communities. Tech doesn't fix problems, it enables solutions. Open UK's collaboration and community, even the blueprint itself, will keep evolving. As COP26 is in Glasgow, we've chosen a Scottish project name for the blueprint: Patchwork Kilt. You're not meant to fly to COP26, you know, kids. Patchwork Kilt needs less space, allowing use of abandoned and underutilised buildings and towns. With 5G and edge-based networks, it brings the data centre closer to the end user. It outlines the journey to get to 100% renewable energy. You can use less hardware and then extend its life, so we don't need to extract new materials from the earth. We can try it out in Dundee, using the data centre energy generated by Dundee's gaming communities to provide the heat for the new Eden project. Because Patchwork Kilt is open, it's freely available. Anyone can use it all over the UK and across the globe. Open UK's Patchwork Kilt data centre of the future will be homed at the Eclipse Foundation, who will manage contributions in the future. It will help to support a carbon negative and sustainable future for the planet.